Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Monday, the 10th of February. US President Trump has made their fourth retreat from a threatened tariff, and this retreat seems to be confirming something of a pattern. The de minimis rule for trade has been reinstated, in theory, temporarily, which means that US consumers buying imports worth less than $800 will not now be subject to a trade tax. What is this to do with the earlier retreats from taxing consumers of goods from Colombia, Mexico, and Canada? The answer would seem to be visibility. Taxing imports from those countries would have been very visible very quickly to US consumers. Higher coffee prices, a more expensive avocado on toast, or dramatic inflation in propane is all very visible to ordinary consumers. Ending the de minimis tariff will also be extremely visible. Temu, which exports individual items from China, was the most popular app downloaded in the United States last year and has over 180 million users accessing the app each month. Without de minimis, those users would see the price increase a trade tax entails with every single order they make. And it would be very obvious to them that US consumers and not foreign companies are who has to hand over the additional cash to the US Treasury when a tariff is imposed. In other words, if the trade tax is visible to US consumers, Trump will retreat quickly. The proposed steel and aluminium trade taxes are not so visible to end consumers, and so the risk is that these will endure. Because China's exports to the United States tend to fall in price over time, taxing bulk exports means less deflation rather than necessarily producing outright inflation, and that is less obvious to US consumers, therefore. The direct economic damage from such taxes is the same. Raising taxes reduces spending power, and it will be a drag on growth. However, the second round effects are minimized. The consumer ends up paying more for a car that is made with taxed foreign steel or less efficiently produced domestic steel, but the steel price part of the car is too small to be immediately obvious. US consumers become less competitive as their costs rise, but the negative employment consequences of that will take time to come through. These sort of trade taxes are likely to be more enduring, therefore. Trump's willingness to disregard trade treaties also means negotiating a compromise is going to be more difficult. Trading partners do not have much of an incentive to do a deal if they think the deal will not be honored. We'll be hearing from ECB President Lagarde today, speaking on the ECB's annual report at the European Parliament. Does this matter to markets? We do hear from Lagarde a lot, although admittedly less than we used to. Markets are also fairly comfortable in the idea of a steady series of European interest rate cuts. However, the uncertainties being created by US policy do create some potential uncertainties in the domestic euro area economy. It might heighten the north-south divide, with southern Europe tending to be less affected by trade tensions than the more manufacturing-focused north. Finally, Trump made some remarks over the weekend suggesting that mega-donor Musk had found irregularities in, quote, treasuries that could reduce the US national debt. It was not immediately clear whether Trump was referring to treasury bonds or payments made by the US Treasury. There was a quick clarification from the Treasury about Trump's apparent confusion to say that this was not about repudiating debt. Markets are likely to ignore Trump's remarks for the time being, as the tail risk of a US default is one of those extreme scenarios that markets do not wish to seriously contemplate. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.